There are times of endemic failure, where everything just goes wrong, where the situation is so unmitigatingly fucked that everyone involved has to share blame for the Category 5 perfect shitstorm. I'm thinking Katrina, the Titanic, Isla Luana, the 2008 Lions, Star Wars Episode 1, Sunday. Sunday was one of those times of endemic failure for the Bears. The fact that they won doesn't change that. It allows me to accept it with my usual reserve and composure, but in no way hides the complete shititude that was on display. So, let's lay some blame, shall we? For starters, our O-line sucked. Everyone but Lewis gave up a sack. We made some dude named Greg Hardy look like the Panthers-era Julius Peppers. Our center had yet another false start. Yeah, the guy who starts to play himself managed to false start himself again. Our wide receivers and tight end dropped key passes, in some cases several. We ignored the run. Steve Smith continued to murder us. Is he the fucking painted man? Because he haunts my fucking dreams. Our Pro Bowl All-Star, arguably Hall of Fame-worthy linebacking duo of Briggs and Urlacher got juked out of their shorts on the same play by a dude who looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man in pads. And then, let's talk about Jay. Oh, Jay. In addition to sprinting backwards to maximize the lost yardage on sacks, Mr. Cutler made the truly astounding decision after throwing an ugly pick on the two-point conversion to pursue the Panthers' corner back down the field as he tried to return it. The number of things that make my head explode in this play are nigh unquantifiable, but let's give it a try. Number one, Jay, that pick was fucking stupid. Number two, Jay, at any point in time as you ran to cut him off on the left sideline and left yourself open to get viciously blocked by other Panther players, did you think, gosh, this looks identical to the fucking Raider game last year where I broke my thumb and unleashed Caleb Haney on the world? Three, Jay, did you think perhaps, like the Raider game showed us, protecting your health when you're already obviously fucking banged up is more important than giving up a score? Number four, Jay, at this point did your brain finally kick in and tell you that the NFL you defense can't fucking score on a failed two-point conversion? I mean, holy fucking shitballs drenched in dipshit sauce. How do you not fucking know that rule? And don't give me any goddamn nonsense about the heat of the fucking moment. This is the fucking job, to know the fucking rules. How is it possible that so many fucking players and coaches don't know the most basic shit about the regulations of their occupations? Last week, Lovey tried to challenge an incomplete pass. This shit isn't the fucking infield fly rule or goddamn leg before wicket. This is basic fucking stuff. Play some goddamn Madden. Those 12-year-old fucks on Xbox Live would taunt you mercilessly if you tried something this stupid, those little demonic assholes. And Jay, you not knowing the rules put yourself, and therefore the team, and therefore my sanity, at serious and unnecessary risk. So smarten up, goddammit. And the rest of you, how about you show up ready to play in Nashville on Sunday? Because the ghost of Denny Green can't bail you out every fucking week.